This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. One March Madness bracket pits college against college off the hard court. This tournament awards victories based on a school's ability to graduate low-income students without piles of loans. It's called Nothing But Debt, a creation of ProPublica, an investigative newsroom based in New York. ProPublica reporter Annie Waldman has the post-game analysis. Annie Waldman, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Now, this isn't the March Madness bracket that people filled out for their office pools. What's it all about?
Well, we wanted to do an atypical bracket. We didn't want to focus necessarily on the teams that everybody's thinking about. They're thinking about who's going to be the champion, right? They're thinking about, you know, nothing but net. We wanted to think about nothing but debt. Which team actually helps low-income students with the best shot at graduation, the best shot at earnings later down the road? We didn't want to focus just on the game. We wanted to focus on the longer game, which is life.
How do you figure out which schools excelled at graduating low-income students with little debt? What were the factors?
We actually looked at the variables, I guess you could say, which we believe are good substitutes for looking at success later down the road. We looked at the percentage of undergraduates that come from low-income households and the average financial support that's given to those students, or the tuition discount that these students receive, or their post-graduation debt, and also the percentage of students who are unable to pay back their loans after graduation.
And the national champion was?
The national champion was Princeton.
Princeton's basketball team was out on day one of the tournament. Some people probably also hear Princeton and think, an Ivy League school, how is it possible they'd win a bracket about graduating students with little debt? Princeton tuition, just for reference, is $47,500. How did it work?
Princeton has an endowment of $21 billion, so it's a university that really can spend a little extra cash on low-income students and help them succeed. Not only do low-income students pay $3,630 on average in order to go to school, which is even less than the University of California, Davis, which is a public university, the actual amount that low-income families pay for college is a 94% discount. And they're really able to do this because of their incredible endowment.
And not every private school did well either. Southern Methodist University right here in Dallas went one and done in your bracket, just like they did in the NCAA tourney too.
Part of it is the luck of the draw. You know, these brackets, you know, it depends where you end up when you're chosen. And they were up against University of Southern California. And so what they really lost on are measures like the percentage of Pell grantees or low-income students. Southern Methodist only has 16% Pell grantees, where if you look at University of Southern California, it's 23%. And then if you look at the median debt level, they do win out over University of Southern California, but their discount isn't as great. And also the repayment rate, you know, how well students are able to pay off their loans wasn't as great either.
So let's talk a little bit about all the Texas schools in the tournament. There are three in your bracket: SMU, Baylor, and Texas Southern all lost in the first round. What took them down?
They were up against some really, really difficult schools, schools that are really good at helping low-income students. It seems to me that if they had gone up against other universities, they might have even won. I mean, some schools that aren't even in the bracket, for example, University of Texas at Austin, I mean, they have a great endowment. They're really great at helping low-income students. So this isn't just Texas is terrible. Part of it is the luck of the draw.
What was the takeaway from putting this bracket together? I'm guessing graduating low-income students is really not just about how much cash a university has on hand.
Part of it is about accessibility. It's one thing to just give students a really good discount. Harvard does this, but, you know, Harvard only has 10% of their student body from low socioeconomic levels. How many opportunities do you really provide to students? How can you help them with their social mobility? These are other factors that are really important in helping out low-income students down the line, and those are things that we wanted to look at.
And it might seem obvious, but why is it important for poorer students to graduate without much debt?
If students graduate with debt, it can hurt them so much in their later life. For example, it can put off marriage. It can put off other big decisions like children. They won't be able to necessarily get a mortgage for a house. They might make different job decisions. And overall, you know, at the end of the day, it hurts the economy. I mean, not only does it hurt small local communities, it could actually hurt us down the road with our GDP.
Annie Waldman, reporter with ProPublica. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me.